April 29, Joshua 24. As for me, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Joshua 24:15. As Joshua felt the infirmities of age stealing upon him and realized that his work must soon close, he was filled with anxiety for the future of his people. It was with more than a father's interest that he addressed them as they gathered once more about their aged chief. By Joshua's direction, the ark had been brought from Shiloh. The occasion was one of great solemnity, and this symbol of God's presence would deepen the impression he wished to make upon the people. After presenting the goodness of God toward Israel, he called upon them in the name of Jehovah to choose whom they would serve. The worship of idols was still, to some extent, secretly practiced, and Joshua endeavored now to bring them to a decision that should banish this sin from Israel. Joshua desired to lead them to serve God, not by compulsion, but willingly. As for me and my house, said Joshua, we will serve Jehovah. The same holy zeal that inspired the leader's heart was communicated to the people. His appeals called forth the unhesitating response, God forbid that we should forsake Jehovah to serve other gods. Joshua endeavored to lead his hearers to weigh well their words and refrain from vows which they would be unprepared to fulfill. With deep earnestness, they repeated the declaration, Nay, but we will serve the Lord, solemnly consenting to the witness against themselves that they had chosen Jehovah. They once more reiterated their pledge of loyalty. The Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Having written an account of this solemn transaction, he placed it with the book of the law in the side of the ark. Joshua's work for Israel was done. He had wholly followed the Lord, and in the book of God he is written, the servant of Jehovah. The noblest testimony to his character as a public leader is the history of the generation that had enjoyed his labors. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua.